Yeah, it's called White Hill or White Hill back in there, and it's a rite of passage for all kids to hang out back there. And it was very popular with my kids and all their schoolmates and everything like that. And they would get into it. You know where that what's that pizza joint, that Hippies or whatever, right there out in front of you in that strip mall. So there's that little strip mall there, and then there's the building that pokes out a little bit just south of it, where the I think there's a shawarma place. And you would go between those. You go between the strip that runs north-south and then the two buildings that are kind of by themselves. You'd cut in there, and there'd be a path straight up into the hills. And, just literally a rite of passage for kids in the area. You know, you say White Hill or White Hill. I can't remember if it's plural or not. Everybody say, oh, yeah, I used to hang out there when I was a kid. BMX biking and mountain biking and stuff like that, or nefarious other uses. But a famous little enclave. I'm not even sure. I haven't been back there in so long. My kid, when we'd ride our bikes, he'd want to cut through there. I'm like, I ain't going through there. I'm too old to break my arm. You know, and so, and plus my bike wasn't set up for, you know, that kind of hills. I did once with him. I said, yeah, that's the last time I'm going to do that. But, anywho, when I was a young man, though, and when I was a kid, so, I am... seen it or paid attention so long. Is it still all wooded back there and whatnot when it comes back around? Anywho, yeah, I'll have to listen when I hear the sirens. I can't say that I've ever noticed that, but if they're that close, and I've got that red oaks, you know, and I got all the dirt roads up by me, and you know, so you know, maybe I just never noticed. I'll have to listen for that. W8FU, Rick